Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm only on my second cup, but I'd like to tell you, happy National Coffee Day. Today is National Coffee Day, and of course, we always take a coffee break together. So I really kind of think it's National Coffee Day every day on CSE Talk Radio. Well, behind the scenes, that's what we're going to talk about today. Behind the scenes. We've talked a lot about the politics in the past several weeks, and today we're going to talk about reality and common sense. I'm going to bring it on. No, I'm not going to bring it on. Bill Bullard's going to bring it on as we watch the messy and the dirty dirt slinging that's going on all the time. We hear very little about what's really happening down on the farm or out on the range. With all the problems we do need to solve, and there are plenty, looking at the promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity is at the top of the list, but it seems to be forgotten by many of the politicians, not all of them. So while we might have disagreements, we do have a common denominator, and that would be life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity, land rights, and food. We talk about jobs. We talk about the unfair in fair trade, and free trade is anything but free for Americans. And as Bill once put it, what about smart trade? So today we have Bill Bullard of RCAF USA, and we're going to talk about that common denominator and the things that are going to that we feel need to be addressed and where we ought to be heading. Bill, welcome back to CSE Talk Radio. It's good to have you.
Glad to be here, Beth Ann. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we watched the big debate Monday night. Did you make it through the whole thing?
Well, I did. I was, among the 80 million people that watched that, yes.
I was, too. I had my popcorn there. It was all the entertainment. But what did you think?
Well, it was clearly one-sided.
Oh, yeah.
But I think some of the issues that were raised were critically important, and they were glossed over. And, of course, it's the issues that we have been working on from the cattle industry perspective and from rural America's perspective. And when we, you know, you look at the discussion on trade, for example, and candidate Trump brought up the fact that we had an $800 billion deficit in the trade of goods. And his figure is very close to the figure that we've been using, $769 billion deficit. So rounded up to $800 billion. And if we look back in history, back in 1975, which is about 40 years ago, we had a surplus balance of trade. And then as we moved into the 90s, we began to experience a deficit. And one of the reasons for that, from our cattle industry perspective, is back in the 60s and 70s, we made a concerted effort to open our markets up to developing countries to help them import agricultural products to the United States. We purposely were going to suffer, if you will, the consequences of having a deficit for the purpose of trying to rebuild these countries after World War II. But the problem we had after we did that for many years, the problem we had is we never reverted back. Once we accomplished the goal, instead, what we did was allowed the relaxation or the increased market access of our country to persist and therefore allow multinational corporations to move into these developing countries to exploit this naive position of the United States that was opening its market for perpetuity when at first it was only to begin helping these countries rebuild. And so that's the problem we found ourselves in, but the multinationals found this to be such a lucrative opportunity for them that they began to push this notion of free trade. And that's how in the 90s we first entered the North American Free Trade Agreement again, President candidate Trump denounced the North American Free Trade Agreement as perhaps the worst trade agreement the United States has ever entered into. And if we look at the 20 countries that we now have free trade agreements with, and if we look at it from the narrow lens of the U.S. cattle industry, we think he's right, because we have accumulated a $30 billion deficit in the trade of cattle and beef variety meats and processed beef just between these three countries, the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Canada and Mexico are eating our lunch. More precisely, the multinational corporations that are taking full advantage of this increased market access to the United States, they are eating our lunch. And that's what this Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement will do, is just continue to provide these multinational corporations with even more access, and then along with that access, with more protection and more opportunities. Protection from the situation where a developing country, you know, might nationalize the assets of an investing corporation in their country. That's originally what these trade agreements were all about, was to protect U.S. assets in these foreign countries. But the trade agreements clearly have gone far beyond that. Now not only are they offering this protection, but now they're offering brand new opportunities, opportunities for corporations to essentially sue taxpayers for potentially lost profits in the event that a country passes policies and laws that a corporation, a foreign corporation, views to be an impairment of their ability to earn profits in whatever endeavor, you know, they so choose. And so the pendulum has swung way off the map, and we're pursuing now something that is clearly a corporate giveaway through these trade agreements. And that was, you know, it was brought up momentarily during the debate. But that really needs to be discussed, because you can't have an $800 billion trade deficit and not expect the entire economy of the country that bears that deficit to begin to crumble. And that's what's happening here. That $800 billion deficit is weighing us down tremendously.
You know, that's what Ross Perot warned us about back in the day. You know, you're going to hear that sucking sound, and we have heard that sucking sound, and we have felt that sucking sound with the loss of productivity and jobs here in the United States. And there's some people that say, yeah, but we've had some good things happen. But I'm not sure we've had enough good things happen to make up for all that's not happened.
Well, exactly. And in fact, again, this was brought up during the debate of how China has really exploited the current global market access situation. And of that $800 billion, $369 billion of that is just from China alone. And that's where people say good is happening, is because we are buying goods from China that costs way below what they could ever be produced for here in the United States. That's why so many manufacturing firms have moved to China. You know, it used to be to Japan. Those who are my age would know that most products, consumer goods, used to come from Japan. Now they switch to China. And it's because of the global trade policies. It's because the multinationals continue to seek new countries within which the resources and the resource base is extremely cheap, and they can gain a comparative advantage. So now they're in China, U.S. and foreign corporations, manufacturing goods at costs or prices far below what the U.S. can make. So the argument is, well, consumers therefore are benefiting because they are able to buy consumer goods at a lesser cost than they could if we were producing this domestically.
Well, we're going into a break. I'm just going to throw this out real quick. It doesn't matter how cheap the product is if you don't have a job bringing in any money. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAP USA, and I'll give that information when we come back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You could go to their website by... You can go to my website, but you can go straight to their website at r-calfusa.com. That's r-calfusa.com. Or you can give them a call there and join the team and join the fight at 406-252-2516. I'm going to repeat that slowly. I get in trouble, Bill. 406-252-2516. Well, when we were watching the debates, and of course there was some mudslinging going on from the left side, kind of took Trump by surprise on some of that. But when he was talking about trade, he didn't waver. You know, when they were slinging things that were really not pertinent to what's going on and why people are suffering, you know, that might have distracted him a little bit, but when he stayed on topic with trade and some of the other issues, he was right on. He didn't lose it. And I get tired of hearing all these people saying he's not giving details, but I think he has given details on how he's going to take care of these things. He's going to attempt to anyway. He's going to have to fight Congress, but.
Right. Well, and a good example there was when he brought up, and what very few people know about, he called it the VAT tax. He said Mexico has a VAT tax.
Yes.
And it's at about 16%. So if we look at that, in fact, Beth Ann, we've talked about that, and that is...
Yes, we have. It's been a while.
Under these very strange international trade rules, value-added taxes are deemed to be legal. They are World Trade Organization legal. And what a VAT tax is, or a value-added tax, is a tax on products that are imported into your country. So let's use Mexico, for example, and I think the 16% is very close, that we passed the North American Free Trade Agreement in 1994, and the purpose of that trade agreement was to lower tariffs so that products exported to these three countries would not be subject to additional taxes or tariffs when they enter the other country. And so we negotiated tariff concessions, and all three countries, Canada, the United States, and Mexico, agreed to lower their respective tariffs on a whole variety of goods. And so now these goods theoretically were to cross the borders without being subject to any additional costs. Well, no sooner had the ink dried on the North American Free Trade Agreement when Mexico implemented a new VAT tax, a value-added tax, at about 15-16%. So what that meant was the manufactured goods in the United States that were exported to Mexico, when they entered Mexico, they were subject to a 15% tax that made the product more expensive in the Mexican marketplace. But in addition to that, the value-added tax also works the other way. For products manufactured in Mexico and imported into the United States, or let me restate that, if it's manufactured in Mexico and exported to the United States, then once it crosses the border into the United States, the manufacturer gets a rebate or a refund of 15%. And so the effect of the VAT tax is to negate and nullify any concessions made in reducing tariffs. And the effect of the VAT tax is to make goods more expensive when they enter the foreign market, and to make manufacturers in the foreign market be able to produce at a lower cost than in the other country. And most countries in the world have now adopted a value-added tax. The United States is one of only a handful of countries that does not have a VAT tax. And so now we have to look at how we're going to reform our tax policies in order to mitigate the advantage that all of these other countries are now undertaking. And it, again, it's WTO legal, and the United States can't do anything about it. And it's quite surprising that that issue would come up in a presidential debate. But it's a critical issue. And again, if we look at, well, what does that really mean to us? So what? We have an $800 billion deficit. Other countries are imposing what are could be very, very well unfair value-added tax. So what? Well, the so what is what we've talked about before, too, is how do you measure the viability, the sustainability, and the strength of a country's economy? And you do that through the gross domestic product. We measure countries' economic strength all the time, and we measure ours all the time every year. And the gross domestic product is a formula. And you add investments, you add consumer spending, you add government spending, and then you add X minus M, exports minus imports. So if you export more than you import, meaning if you sell more than you buy, you strengthen your economy. However, if you buy more than you sell, if your imports are higher than your exports, you accumulate a deficit, and that weakens your economy. So our economy has been weakened, our overall economy has been weakened by $800 billion deficit, and we estimate that has reduced our annual gross domestic product over the past 10 years between 2.5% to 5.5% each year for the past 10 years. That's why this matters, and that's why this permeates the entire economy. Because as you said, if we can import goods cheaper from China because we can't afford to produce them for that cost here, we lose jobs. Consumers benefit short term. Ultimately, we lose jobs, but we lose much more than jobs. We lose the tax base of business firms and manufacturers that would otherwise be in the United States. And then we lose all of the economic activity associated with buying insurance, making loans at the local bank, buying machinery or equipment or autos at the local auto dealer. So that this is the entire fabric of our economy. And when you focus only on one issue, it can be very, very dangerous. But if we look at the trade issue, it pulls out from our domestic economy, and it begins to tear that fabric. And our fabric is being torn right now with this $800 billion deficit. So I'm in agreement with the argument that if we fix our trade policies, that will help elevate our entire economic condition of the United States of America, because the trade issue is so pervasive and it permeates every segment of our economy and in every day of our lives. Because when you walk to the store and see product from China, you know, that's affecting you as a consumer. Short term, you're going to benefit because you bought it cheaper. Long term, you're going to be in trouble because our domestic economy is going to falter. And as a result, your wages will be less than they should be. The dollar that you had to spend is worth less than it should be. We have accumulated a foreign indebtedness that now needs to be repaid, and that just exacerbates the situation. And then you have the national security issue where, well, now we're reliant upon foreign countries to produce the equipment and the goods that we need to maintain a strong military. And what happens when that country turns out to be an enemy of the United States?
That bothers me a lot. Do you really want your enemy to stuff your parachute? You know, that bothers me quite a bit. And I do think, I don't think it'll happen overnight, but I think if Donald Trump does get elected and he really holds true to what he's talking about and he can get this done, I think we will see a turnabout fairly quickly. It won't be overnight. It won't be in 30 days. But I think we'll see, I think we'll start seeing the recuperation. You know, they say we've got that going on now, but I don't see that really. There may be a few things that have improved, but I think it's more of an adjustment on the American people rather than improvement in the economy. But I think if he gets this done, if he gets elected and he's able to get some of this taken care of and these trade deals evened out, smart trade, I think we'll see a turnaround pretty quick.
Well, and I hope you're right. And we're, are you going into a...
We are. I don't think it's going to happen in a month or 3 months or 6 months, but I think it'll be fairly quickly in a four-year term. I think we'll start seeing a turnaround. Yes, we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You can visit their website by going to r-caf.usa.com or give them a call there in the office and join the fight, join the battle for liberty. 406-252-2516. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard, representing and CEO of RCAF USA. You can go to their website, r-cafusa.com. That's r-cafusa.com. Or give them a call right there in the office at 406-252-2516 and join in the fight, join in the battle for liberty, for property, for prosperity here in America. We have lit up the phones, Bill. We're going to go to CW in Missouri. CW, how are you today?
I'm fine. I've always thought if I was running the export-import thing, I would charge the same tariff that the other country was charging us to bring stuff into their country, the way I would do it. But what the main thing I wanted to say was, the news media and Hillary Clinton rigged it this week. She brought up that thing what Trump said about a woman right on the end of the debate. And instead of talking about trade deficits, the national debt, and how we can solve it, we've spent the whole week talking about what Trump said about some woman 20 years ago.
Well, now, she did talk about the recovery and how bad it was that that Barack Obama, you know, inherited an $8 or $9 trillion debt. And of course, now we're at 20. So I'm not sure what that recovery. It's pretty slow. It's a pretty slow recovery.
Our economy is running on borrowed money. We are.
Oh my!
All the economy we've got right now is running on the borrowed money that we're running up the national debt.
All right, Bill. I'm going to let you address CW.
Well, I think that's a big point. And the big point is we get distracted away from the issues that matter and we get focused on these other issues, and the media is helping to facilitate that, which is very unfortunate. And while RCAF is a nonpartisan organization, so we don't endorse either of the candidates, but we certainly endorse bringing these issues up. And we think that this is extremely important that finally, in a presidential debate context, we have some of the most important issues affecting the pocketbooks of normal citizens being discussed today, and they've never done that in the past. It's always talking about issues over our head or issues affecting very little and are just simply of interest. But now we're talking about some very substantive issues, and we find this to be extremely helpful and beneficial. What the outcome will be, we don't know. And you said perhaps it can happen very quickly. And I think if we simply stop digging the hole that we find ourselves in, if we stop digging, then we could see a very quick turnaround. And that means we can stop digging by defeating this Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement that is expected to come up during the lame duck session of Congress. And we should talk about the implications of that.
We will. We will. We're going to get to you those. CW, thank you so much. We've got another caller, and he's a first-time caller from Florida. We have Tom. Tom, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. Greetings.
Greetings to you, sir.
Yeah, I got the trade and balance. Your guess is absolutely right that this is a very dangerous thing, because every time you import more than you export, you have to borrow to make up for it. And that means that the interest on this debt will be distributed through the whole country, that everyone, have a job or no job, will have to somehow pay for this. So it needs to be fixed. The U.S. got everything. It's got all the land to produce food. It's got all the minerals. It's got all the petroleum. It's got the seashores. It's a huge country. It can be totally self-sufficient. It needs to be completely turned around. And the issue is actually much deeper. It's multi-level. It's about why we even in the 70s, why they started to build up China. And it's what you got within a nation, which they call multicultural society. You have on the global stage, it's called multipolar, and it's division. So, and you have to look at who is actually behind this, who is it really benefit, and every time you turn over a rock, and it's the issue of currency issued through private central banks. They're benefiting from all of this, and we need a guy like my favorite president was Andrew Jackson, who in, after the War of 1812, we didn't have this, we had a currency issued by the state, debt-free, and everything was fine. And I believe that Mr. Trump cannot fix it. At best, he can put the country in like in a holding pattern, because I was like naively thinking that he would be on the level of Andrew Jackson. But then to my dismay, I heard him groveling to a head of foreign state. This is systematic. The problem shows the problem what we got. This guy represents these bankers. Okay, well, I don't want to go any deeper.
Okay, we're not going to chase that one, but I it is a concern. It is a concern. I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you so much for your call and for listening to CSC Talk Radio. You know, Bill, we do have concerns because we don't know. We can only go by what these folks are telling us. And I think that Trump is right on with the trade issue. But you know something else he brought up the other night in the debate that got ignored? Regulations. How Americans and the businesses here are being regulated absolutely to death. So where, you know, we're not just fighting the trade issue, we're fighting everything here at home, too. It's like, you know, when you're playing a ball game and you got to fight the opposing team and the referee, you know, because it's all put up against you.
And the American people need to differentiate between regulations that are necessary to ensure open and competitive markets versus regulations that have the effect of increasing the cost of new business entrants and small businesses and put them out of business. So there are very there's a number of different types of regulations. And if we look at this from the cattle industry perspective again, and we find that our marketplace is so highly concentrated, we have four packers controlling 85% of the market. In some region, a cattle producer only has one or two marketplaces. When you have that level of concentration, those market dominant participants can exert monopoly power, more precisely it's monopsony power, but very similar, but they can exert abusive buying power downstream into the marketplace and harm individual cattle producers. When that occurs, you have two choices. If you're going to restore competition, you must either force those highly concentrated entities to divest of some of their assets and break them up, like we did with AT&T years ago. That's one way of restoring a competitive marketplace. The other way is to recognize that the few participants in the market are now monopolistic type industries and need to be regulated, so you artificially implant competitive forces through regulation. Now, that's what we think needs to be done in our particular situation. Because of our monopolistic type structure, we need enforcement of regulations that prevent the meatpackers from exercising their buying power. So those kinds of regulations we think are essential. But the regulations most people think about are regulations that restrict the use of land, air, and water, like the what's called the WOTUS, the Waters of the United States regulation, that allow the federal government to dictate to farmers and ranchers how they can use their own land. And then there are regulations that require small businesses to meet standards that are well beyond the realm of reasonableness. And it can essentially put the small business in a position where they have to make expenditures that render their business no longer economically viable.
You know,
those are bad regulations. So we must distinguish between the good regulations, essential regulations, and regulations that are oftentimes supported by the big multinational corporations because it is in their interest not to allow new entrants to enter that particular business venture.
It helps them eliminate competition. That's what it does. We're going into a break. I wanted to bring up something else when we come back, and that's not just the regulations, but something else that the government has been doing. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Bill Bullard, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally Kelly has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To Keep or Not to Keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, CSC Talk Radio.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You can visit their website. Join the fight. Join the battle. Go there and or contribute. If you don't want to really be a member, contribute. We need all the help we can get, as Derry Brownfield used to say. You go to r-caf.usa.com, r-cafusa.com, or give them a call if you prefer to talk to somebody at 406-252-2516. That's 406-252-2516. Tom made a statement from Florida about this nation's wealth. We have natural resources that are, we should be able to self-sustain. Of course, the sustainable word is kind of a dirty word now with Agenda 21, all that. But we really ought to be able to take care of ourselves as well as others. We should be a very wealthy and productive and prosperous nation like we once were. But the regulations, the bad regulations, have stopped a lot of that productivity, as well as these national monuments, and now we've got land tied up and sea tied up to where we can't use it. The natural resources are tied up, and you know, that's part of what's going on in the West with the land. They want the man off the land, and it's something that's of great concern to me, and I know it is to you as well.
It certainly is, because out in the West, west of the 100th meridian, we have a lot of cattle and sheep operations. And the reason we do is because of a lot of the land in that area is too arid to support row crops or other type of agricultural endeavors. So, much of it is fragile land. So it produces grass. It's what the buffaloes grazed on, before we were here. And it will support cattle year after year after year for perpetuity, because the cattle actually help to clean the brush, for example, and prevent the accumulation of fuel for forest fires. And as a result of their grazing patterns, they can actually promote favorable native grasses. And so cattle and sheep grazing were the two economic endeavors that built, literally built, the economic base of the West. And back when the Homestead Act was passed for land that was east of the 100th meridian, you know, they could give away a quarter of land and allow a new farmer to move onto the quarter of land, and because they had ample rainfall, they could produce a crop, they could make improvements, they could support a family. You couldn't do that out west because of the lack of rainfall. And so the government had a different position. Rather than giving away quarter by quarter, where the owner would actually own the land through deeded acres, what the government did said, we will maintain ownership of the land, but we're going to give rights to producers that are willing to go out west and run cattle and make some valuable economic contributions. So it was in the policy interest, it was in good public policy from the United States perspective to provide opportunities for families to go out and graze cattle on these otherwise, you know, marginal lands that simply aren't good enough for other agricultural endeavors. So that's what we did. And up until the 70s, that was our nation's policy. But that policy began to change. The policy that once said it is in our national interest to populate the western lands with farmers and ranchers that will raise cattle and sheep. And up until, and then about mid-70s, the policy changed and says it's no longer in our public policy interest to populate western lands with cattle producers that will raise cattle and sheep. Now we want to give it back to the wildlife, and we want to depopulate that entire region. And that's the conflict that has resulted in why we have what's called the Sagebrush Rebellion. Yes. Out in the West. It's because these ranchers have accumulated property rights on lands that continue to be managed by the federal government. But the federal government is ignoring those property rights and instead listening oftentimes to some very radical environmental groups whose intent is to depopulate the land of farmers and ranchers. And so that's the battle we're in out west. And it's a huge issue right now. And it's a huge issue of trying to create awareness and educate consumers as to why this is important. And here's why it's important, is because that was part of our economic generation. We were able to maintain viable cattle and sheep operations that contributed to the economy, particularly in the states out west, but even as the nation as a whole. And once we remove them, and the government has been systematically removing producers from those western regions, despite the fact that they have water and grazing rights on those lands, but by the removal of those producers, you eliminate the economic opportunity, and there isn't anything to replace it with out there, other than the production of energy and the production of food. There isn't much else that can be done out in those regions. And so it isn't that you are transferring one economic endeavor and trading it for another. This has the effect of eliminating an important economic endeavor that's simply reducing the strength of our nation. And that's why it's a concern to our members.
I wished I had my quote book in here. There's a quote from one of our founding fathers about a nation that no longer produces on land and pays others not to produce, and what ends up happening to that nation. And I think we can see that here because it's growing. It's a growing concern, you know, and whether it's in the West or the Midwest or in the East, I mean, it's a growing concern across from sea to shining sea on this land right now, because the government is trying to control everything, which goes against that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. We've only got about 45 seconds. I want you to wind it up, if you would.
Well, I think, you know, we are in a remarkable time period right now because we're about to go through a transition of power. And where other countries do this through military might and civil strife, if you will, fighting and bloodshed, we do it peacefully through the election process. So we are blessed with this opportunity to transfer power But what we need to do is we as citizens need to adopt or incorporate our responsibility to tell the elected officials what needs to be done to correct this country. We shouldn't be relying upon them to tell us what is good for us. We need to educate ourselves and impress upon them the need to make reforms so that our nation can once again be very strong.
Absolutely, and appreciate so much. Bill will be back with us next month. Once again, Bill, thank you so much. It's indeed interesting times that we're going through, and we are blessed. We are blessed to be able to elect our officials, but we have to be wise and we have to listen. Put the other stuff behind. Don't listen to all the rhetoric and all the mudslinging. Listen to what's really being said. Thank you so much, Bill, for keeping us informed. It's just so important. You know,
my
folks,
pleasure. Thank you.
It's going to take every single one of us from sea to shining sea, like I said, because it's all of us. It's all of our lives, all of our liberties, all of our happiness, property, and prosperity. And it's time we, the people, bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021. 2021.